Good morning. Thursday morning, that is. 7:48 on Wake Up. Damian Collado along with Alicia Quibido and Gabby Smith. And we have a special guest with us at this time, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. He is also known as the Dynamic Deacon. He's a best-selling author. If you want to get a taste of him every day, you can go to deaconharold.com and get a daily dose of Deacon Harold. He's an international speaker. He recently spoke at the Men of the Immaculata Retreat Conference that was held last year. And Deacon Harold, it is a pleasure to have you on Wake Up this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be with you all. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad to have you. And, you know, the book that we're going to talk about this morning, Our Life of Service, the Handbook for Catholic Deacons, makes me wonder, okay, the deacons have to go through the diaconate program, at least here in our diocese in Louisiana as well, for 5 years. Why do they need a handbook after they get out after 5 years?
That's a great question. So I wrote the book during COVID because, you know, as you mentioned, I'm a speaker, and for a year I didn't travel. So wow. Instead of sitting home twiddling my thumbs, I thought, what should I do? And I've always wanted to write about the diaconate. So I wanted to focus on this third tier, if you will, because typically they describe the deacons as ministry as word, altar, and charity. But I like the Latin better, docendi, sanctificandi, regendi, teaching, sanctifying, and leading. Mm. And so the service is kind of that third tier, the leading ministry of the deacon. So the first part of the book talks about the spirituality of diaconal service. So to answer your question, for example, you get ordained and now you're working in St. Vincent de Paul with a group of lay people. What's the difference? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're there as an ordained deacon. They're there as lay ministers. You're all serving the poor. What difference does it make, you know, that you're ordained? So I talk about that spirituality of the diaconal service. How is that different from other forms of service in the church? Then the second part of the book, I talk about how does that look like in the parish? Then the last part of the book is what does that look like outside of the parish? And that dynamic changes over time. I've been ordained 19 years, and the way I serve the church has changed so much over that time. And so what I did to kind of enhance that was to include essays from brother deacons from around the country to share their experience of how they're exercising that service ministry in all three aspects as well.
Yeah, and one of them is Larry Oney from the New Orleans Archdiocese. You mentioned him and Dominic Corrado and Thomas J. Fox, just to name a few. How has the diaconate program or even being a deacon changed in the last two decades, as you mentioned?
Yeah, great question. Well, one thing that's really happened, it's brought the diaconal development and training into more focus. Mm. So, for example, 20 years ago, the training, to be honest, was quite bad. It's very uneven from diocese to diocese. So the Vatican in the early 90s came out with a series of documents on the ministry and formation of deacons. Then the U.S. bishops took those Vatican documents and wrote a document, which actually was just recently revised and updated, about the diaconal service and formation in the United States. So now you see much, much better training, more theological formation, more human formation. They're really taking the time to make sure that the men are well prepared. Now, in my diocese, we require a master's degree in theology. We're one of the few dioceses that in the country that requires that. Mm. But I think that shows the level of commitment that bishops that have deacons in their diocese, they want them to have so they can truly know the faith, so they can serve the people of God well.
Yeah, and obedience is very important in a grace and in a virtue one should have and must have, in my opinion, in order to pursue the diaconate program. I like the book because if there's a young man out there who wants to entertain the thought or feels like they're being called to become a deacon, this book is going to be very insightful for them before they maybe make that step and help them in the discernment process. And that's a plus as well.
Oh, absolutely, especially if they're married. You know, I wanted to make sure I did include a chapter about serving my wife. Why is that important? Because what the church is doing when it's discerning, when a man's in the diaconal program. Now, remember, because he's in the program doesn't mean he's going to be ordained. He's discerning.
That's right.
Just like the young man in the seminary. Just because in a seminary doesn't mean they're going to be a priest. They're discerning. And so what the church is doing is, okay, we've identified this man who's serving well in his family. You know, he's serving the diaconate of his family. And so we're discerning whether we can take those same gifts and use them and expand them to serve the entire church. And so any young man that's discerning that should definitely do that along with his wife. So I wanted to make sure, because often there's also the women like, what is this going to look like? Is the church going to be another mistress, you know, in this relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to take time away from my husband and from the family? So I wanted to make sure I included a chapter that talks about that balance and perspective. And also, it's also for guys who've been around for a while. Some guys say, I don't need that. I know what it's there. I've been ordained for a while. Okay, let's say you've been in a parish and you have a priest, and you get all that priest, the priest loves you. Then the priest leaves. Mm-hmm. You get another priest in who doesn't know you, who doesn't, you know, let's just say doesn't have a heart for the diaconate as your previous pastor did. What do you do now? You see? So I talk about all of that. And so I don't shy away from the tension that sometimes happens with lady in the church too. You're taking my job, and sometimes there's struggles there. So I honestly talk about that so we can all work together to build up the body of Christ.
Awesome. Look, we have 1 minute left. Share with us how the chapters are set up with the questions and reflection, and so they can get a good taste of it before they go get the book.
Not just a book to read, but also as a study and discernment guide as well. So chapter covers spirituality, serving the word, you know, how we, because, you know, deacons are ministers of evangelization, wife, children, parish, community, and ongoing formation. And so I give a reflection, which takes up most of the chapter. Then I have the essay from my brother deacon as well. And then after that, I have a series of questions for self-evaluation. You know, you've just read this chapter. You know, how is that going to affect me and my service to the church, the deacon? Then we have a goal-setting exercise. What can you do to really implement this in your life, in your diaconal ministry? And then a prayer at the end of every chapter as well.
Well thought out, and it's a book, I agree. I think all deacons, and if you're entertaining the diaconate program, you should pick up. How do they get the book, Deacon Harold?
The easiest way, just go to my website, deaconharold.com. Right on the landing page, scroll down, you'll see a copy of the book. Just click on it and order.
Great. And the book is entitled Our Life of Service, The Handbook for Catholic Deacons. And I'm going to add a little plus, and others. So happy epiphany to you, Deacon Harold.
Thank you to all of you as well. And I look forward to being back in Louisiana soon. Thank you.
Oh, we'd love to have you. Let us know when you're coming. We'll make sure we got some gumbo and boudin waiting for you.
Awesome.
All right. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you guys.